Thank you, New York. Today, we're reminded of the power of community and the power of coming together. Athletes, on your mark.
The first woman to finish for the second straight year here in the New York City Marathon is Mickey Gorman, a smiling Mickey Gorman, and why not?
2:29:30, the time for Good Advice.
Look at the emotion of Shalane Flanagan as she comes to the line, pointing to his chest, pointing to the USA. He so proudly wears across his chest. A great day for Mev Kapleski.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Set the Pace, the official podcast of New York Roadrunners, presented by Peloton. I'm the host of Set the Pace and the CEO of New York Roadrunners, Rob Similcare, and we are missing my co-host, Bex Gentry. She's off doing fancy things, traveling, having a great time. We miss Bex. She'll be back next week, but I'm going to try to carry the load again here this week for a very special episode of Set the Pace. We are here with a live studio audience in the headquarters of one of our amazing partners, Peloton. I know many of you out there are Peloton users and riders, and so we're so thrilled to be here live at Peloton with this great audience. Say hi, everybody. Say hi, audience. Absolutely. And, you know, June is a big, big month for New York Roadrunners. We've got four big races, including, of course, the MasterCard New York Mini 10K, and coming up this weekend, the Citizens Queens 10K. But even with over 40 events a year, the TCS New York City Marathon is always on our minds. And so today, we're actually recording this episode in the middle of our annual TCS New York City Marathon Partner Forum. So we're talking marathon in June. And for any of you who have run the marathon, and I know all of your listeners out there, all of you, a lot of you are running it or you're training for it. At some point, you'll run past a bunch of logos. You'll see all these companies on the side of the course and probably not give that a lot of thought. And that's okay. You're running a marathon. We understand that. But, you know, behind every single one of those logos is an incredible commitment to what you are doing. And frankly, a commitment that is allowing you to do what you're doing and run the TCS New York City Marathon, because we would not have an event like this if it weren't for the incredible partnership of some of these brands that we work with year in and year out. And so today we're actually going to talk to three of the people from those partners who make everything we do possible. And of course, there is so much passion in each of those organizations for the sport of running. So I'm so thrilled to have with us three of our partners: Anne Valencias, who's a Senior Vice President of Consumer Marketing and Sponsorships for MasterCard. Big hand for Anne.
Hi, Rob.
Tom Carlio, who's the Vice President of Running North America for New Balance. Hey, Tom. And one of our newest partners, Denise Wolf. She's the Senior Vice President and Director of Sponsorships and Experiential Marketing and Internal Events for the sponsor of the Citizens Queens 10K, Citizens. Hey, Denise.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you. It's audio land out there, so you can't see, but Denise is wearing a Citizens green sweater vest and a Citizens green folder as well. So we're thrilled. Oh, and the sneakers have green, so it's all about green at Citizens. And Denise, we're going to start with you actually on this, since it's the week of the Citizens Queens 10K as we drop this podcast. You are, like me, a longtime New Yorker, but last year was actually your first time ever actually attending the TCS New York City Marathon in person. What was it like for you to be there for the first time as a partner and a part of this event?
That's a great question, Rob. I'm going to take it back a little bit, if you don't mind. I just want to remind people, if you don't know, that Citizens became a sponsor of New York Roadrunners and the TCS New York City Marathon last August. So you know what that meant? Only 3 months until Marathon Sunday. And we kept saying it was a sprint, not a marathon, and it really was, and we did it. We wanted to show up, glow green, tell her a story about being along the route and in your neighborhood, and we did. And so, yes, last year on November 5th, it was 4:45 in the morning. I was cold. I was tired. I had no coffee. My colleague Jeff out there said to me, come on, it's time to go. We went from Manhattan to Staten Island at 4:45 in the morning. We got there, and oh my goodness, Christine, Julie, Anne, everybody at New York Roadrunners said, Denise, I know you're a New Yorker and you haven't seen it. Get out there, see it, and you're not going to believe it. I don't know if I want to smile or I want to cry, but when I was at the starting line and I saw those citizens' green buses flanking the starting line, I've got to tell you, it's like nothing else I've ever seen or done before. Terrific.
And Denise, not only did you guys show up, you showed up in such a big way. I think people who were running the marathon, they had to notice citizens. It was hard not to notice you guys last year. So thank you for being a part of this community. And not only are you involved in this as an executive at MasterCard, but you're involved as a runner. You are a pretty serious runner yourself. What has it been like for you, not just as a MasterCard employee, but as a runner, to get to that finish line of a marathon, to hear all those people cheering for you?
I'll tell you what, Rob, there is nothing like the TCS New York City Marathon. And for me, it's less about the finish line and more about the spectators all along the way. There are spectators lining the entire 26.2 miles. And in each neighborhood, there's a different personality to these spectators. But what's consistent is the energy. They are out there and they're cheering for everybody. I always wear my name on my shirt and I genuinely feel as if they are cheering for me individually and hoping for my success. It's a very powerful, incredible race.
Tom from New Balance, it probably won't surprise people to hear that someone who dedicated their career to a place like New Balance and the sport of running started as a pretty serious runner yourself. You actually qualified for the 1500 meters at the 1988 Olympics trials. So running is really in your bones, big time. How does it feel for you to stay a part of this and to be a part of the TCS New York City Marathon with New Balance?
Yeah. So like you said, I ran the 1500 meters, which is much shorter than a marathon. And so I have been around the New York City Marathon since the early 90s. I've worked for multiple brands over the years, and I've been lucky enough to have been to pretty much all the majors and many of the other races around the world. And there's truly nothing like New York. And I think that's been said quite a bit here today, but there's nothing like New York just based on everything we talked about. I have a family of runners. I have three boys that run in college or ran in college. My wife ran in high school. Watching how motivated people get at these marathons to continue moving, the individual stories are incredible at every marathon around the world, every half marathon around the world. But when you take all of that time and energy and passion and discipline that the runners had to go through to get to that starting line, and then you drop those stories into New York City, that truly like the melting pot of the world, there's really nothing like it. And so it's been a blast now this last 7-8 years to be at this foundation level partnership with New York Roadrunners, simply because we can participate in the marathon, but also really weave ourselves into all the events that happen throughout the year. So it's incredible for me. Yeah, I still have no interest in actually running a marathon, but I get goosebumps every time I see the crowds and hear the stories.
Tom, I often joke around that one of the best things about being CEO of New York Roadrunners is that New Balance shoes are appropriate footwear anywhere I go. I could be going to a formal event, I could be going to the office, and running shoes are pretty much always appropriate for me to wear. For you guys at New Balance, what has the impact been of being our partner, being, you know, the logo and in the middle of the expo and at the Run Center, on your brand, on the recognition of your brand here in New York City and around the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's done a ton of things. I mean, it's truly made the company feel smaller because there's not a department that is not involved with the marathon. The timeliness that is so critical and necessary has forced us to put teams together that are, you know, we use that word integrated, but there's truly not a department at New Balance that's not involved, feels like they're part of it, and feels the weight and the pressure of making sure that we not just do it, but we do it really well. So it's brought us together. We work with our friends at Strava, and we build out all different types of programs that allows us to track, to be competitive, and to set incentives for associates to come to these events and use them really as prizes. Just Brooklyn a few weeks ago, we had close to 100 associates from our retail groups from around the country. These are folks working in sometimes a factory store in California, comes in and runs the Brooklyn half and gets to meet people from corporate, gets to experience things. We have integrated that, as I said, into almost everything that we do. You can't just set up for this one event and then shut down for the year because there's another event, you know, on the docket. So, yeah, it's inspired us to be a running company. It's easier for us probably than other industries to make running really important internally, but to see people that never ran a step in their life now trying to run every event that is part of the portfolio of Roadrunners is really, really cool to see.
Denise, when Citizens became a partner of New York Roadrunners and the TCS New York City Marathon, this was part of a much bigger move for your company. You guys were coming to New York really for the first time.
Big Apple, baby.
That's right. And you guys had roots in New England and other parts of the country. And now here you are in New York, in Queens in particular, as the title sponsor of the Citizens Queens 10K. How has the partnership with us helped you guys make a splash in this market? I know I see your branches now all over the place. I see the green taxi cabs during marathon. We haven't been able to get one yet, by the way. I got to get one of those cabs. But
I know someone who knows someone.
You know somebody who can get me one of those? How has it been for you in helping you make an entrance into this market?
So, yes, we entered the most competitive market in the world, the New York market, in 2022. And we really developed a strategy around the neighborhoods of New York City and what makes them so unique. We wanted to partner with an organization that shared our values and our passion around connecting with the communities we serve. And we looked for one that had a highly engaged audience. And it's no surprise that we actively sought out the opportunity, actively, I may say, for over a year, to partner with New York Roadrunners. And a big, again, shout out to my colleague Jeff in the audience who really made it happen. And I'd say that the partnership with New York Roadrunners really helps us demonstrate our commitment to New York. It really is a great way, team, to elevate our exposure 12 months a year with marquee races across the five boroughs, including the title sponsorship of the inaugural Citizens Queens 10K happening on June 15th. I'll get to that in a second. And of course, the iconic TCS New York City Marathon. So when you come out to Queens next week, you're not only going to see me, you're not only going to see my colleagues, you're not only going to see Team Citizens Runners, but we believe that being committed to the community is not just time and money, but it's support in many ways. So you'll see that we support and sponsor the Queens Night Market, where there are 100 vendors each April through October every Saturday that sell their wares at a discounted price to the local community, thanks to the support of Citizens. But it's more than that. It's our colleagues that are volunteering with them. You'll actually see the CEO of Queens Night Market running the Citizens Queens 10K, probably along with you, Rob, who I know you met a couple of weeks ago with our CEO when we did a panel in Queens just talking about our commitment. You'll see next week when we are so excited to have Bib sign up or runner sign up. It's going to be at the New York Run Center, but it's also going to be at our branch in Queens, in Woodside, Queens, where we went out and we tried to figure where was the best place for people to come. Go check it out. You're going to hear a radio station. We've got a big stage. I'm not going to share too much more. It's very exciting, but we want to see you there. And last but not least, when you go to the festival after the race, again, we have a post-race festival that I think will be phenomenal. Family friendly. We've got bands. We've got face painting. Thank you to my friends at MasterCard who taught me about it last year with the MasterCard Mini. But you'll see so many activities. And last but not least, back to the Queens Night Market and our support of it, we'll actually be giving out some of our Queens Night Market vendors food to the participants and their families free of charge, thanks to Citizens.
I love it. You know, Denise, you may have a very happy set of runners who will really love Citizens after that race, because what I am told, it is the flattest, fastest 10K that New York Roadrunners puts on throughout the year. So there are a lot of people, I may be one of those people, we'll see how I'm feeling that day, who will be out trying to set a PR in your race. And I think anyone who sets a PR in the Citizens Queens 10K should just go open an account the next day. Don't you think?
I like the way you're thinking, Rob. Multiple accounts.
All right. We'll see how that plays out.
Okay.
And MasterCard's been a partner of New York Roadrunners since 2020. And your team specializes in connecting your cardholders to their passions. And a big part of that is this amazing priceless brand that you have had for quite a while at MasterCard. And I don't think there's a better sort of activation at the marathon than the priceless start that we have every single year, which is an exclusive thing for MasterCard cardholders. Can you talk about what that priceless start is and how that community that you guys have created through that and other activations has been so important to MasterCard?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. You know, I'll start by just explaining a little bit about what we mean by priceless, because we do, as you say, we connect our cardholders to their passions through priceless experiences. And by priceless experiences, we really mean things money can't buy. These are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. The priceless start is really remarkable. We have a group of cardholders and employees and influencers who start the TCS New York City Marathon before the elite athletes. So they are the first feet to christen that course. And as they're heading out, those spectators, they're the first runners these spectators see, and they get received with great, great joy and excitement. But there's something magical that also happens when those elite runners approach, because first of all, the crowds are roaring, but those elite runners are coming up behind our runners, and those runners are experiencing it firsthand. Imagine that. You're really feeling what it feels like to be that elite athlete and feeling their pace as they come past you and maybe running with them for a second or two. So it is truly priceless.
Wouldn't it be crazy if like one of those priceless start runners just won the marathon?
I think we have people who want to, right? They're going to try.
That gives nightmares to our pro athletes team if something like that were ever to happen. But hey, they were in the lead for a little bit, so they got a chance. You know, Tom, I've had a chance to go up to New Balance, to your headquarters in Boston, see the passion for running that is throughout the organization. Not just the people, but the investment you guys have made. There's an incredible track, for those who don't know, right across the street from your headquarters. You guys host a lot of indoor track and field events there, collegiate events, all of that. What about among the employees? Is it all runners? Is there a lot of competition between employees to get out there and pound the pavement and be fast? What's the culture like internally there with running?
Yeah, I mean, at a certain level, it's hyper-competitive. I would say, and I'm sort of proud of this, when I joined New Balance 16-ish years ago, my personal bests in running, I was one of the faster people in the company. And between us refocusing on the category and hiring the right people, there's probably over 20 people that ran a lot faster than I did in the company today. Our head of sports marketing was second in the NCAAs. We have two NCAA champions, U.S. champions that work in our group. So it's become incredibly fun and competitive. The athletes at New Balance, we really build a culture where the athletes are part of the group, part of the family. It's not something where they're put on such a pedestal that they're unreachable. We can text them, call them for the smallest things or sometimes big things within the company. So that family mentality that I think comes with a privately owned company is real. And having come from bigger companies and seeing the difference, it's really real. So I mentioned the internal, you know, the Strava portal and some of the local races we do and the races here. Everybody is supporting everybody all the time. And again, seeing people that never was into running got inspired by the facility across the street. The organic nature we have, even with our athletes in other sports. We just yesterday, I was on the phone with Cameron Brink, who's the basketball player out in LA. Her mom and dad and I worked together years ago, and Cameron was just coming back from doing a running television spot. So someone who's not a runner, but running is part of her life. It's very, very fun to see that organic nature. So yeah, it still feels like a running company first and foremost, running almost above company. You can see we don't invest in headshots. If you look here, that was, I think, a selfie. That was a selfie in a bar, I think, actually. But we do put a ton of investment into the running community and then what we have at our facilities.
Denise Citizens is not a running shoe company, it's a bank, but you still had 80 runners participate as part of Team Citizens and 250 Citizens volunteers staffing fluid stations along the course. How does bringing employees to an event like the TCS New York City Marathon and infusing running into the culture of the company, how does that change things in a place like Citizens?
Well, I'd say across the company, everyone wanted to get involved in some way, whether they were in Boston, whether they were in New York. And Rob, just so you know, we only had 3 months to get those people. Wait till this year. So yes, we had more than 250 colleagues that were part of Team Citizens. They were either running the actual race. We actually did a contest to make sure that we got the right runners there. They all had to tell their stories. We saw and we heard a lot of stories. Whether they were volunteering at the expo, hopefully some of you went to the expo last year. I may talk about it later and saw us illuminate green. They were volunteering in our cheer zones. As you said, they were handing out water with community partners. We actually put on a live stream show at mile marker 12. They hosted customers, clients, and their families at venues along the course. It was terrific. But I also say we had, I can say this in this room, we're in New York, two-time NFL, you gonna guess it yet, quarterback from the New York Giants, Eli Manning, who addressed our entire Team Citizens and actually did a virtual training and a pep session, which was great. And lastly, I would say it wasn't just the runners themselves and the people that participated, but it was the people that participated from their computers, from their phones. We had record numbers of colleagues that engaged with us on the internet, that watched our hype videos, that read our articles, that read the customer and colleague stories, wanted to tell some of their own. They posted on their social channels, and then most importantly, learned how they can get more involved this year.
Love it, love it. And at MasterCard, is there a lot of pressure to run fast for the runners there? You guys have a pretty big group of runners as well. I know you're one of them. Is there pressure to perform well with the MasterCard logo on your shirt?
Well, we are a competitive set of folks there, I'll tell you that. So the New York Runners partnership actually inspired the start of the MasterCard Run Club, which has now grown to over 600 members globally. And the Run Club members get access to things like race bibs through our New York Roadrunners partnership, like the MasterCard Mini 10K. We have 50 Run Club members running in that race. And we also provide access to some of our ambassadors. So our Run Club members get coaching advice, inspiration from Shalane Flanagan and from Olympian Alexi Pappas. This is an incredible opportunity to ask questions directly to these elite athletes.
A lot of folks out there may not know that much about the sports sponsorship business. Maybe they've got a kid who wants to get into this business. The whole process of deciding to sponsor an event or an athlete is actually an interesting one. Tom, for you guys at New Balance, you sponsor athletes from a pretty wide range of sports. You're very active in baseball, and you've got tennis now with Coco Gauff, who's had such a great run. And of course, you've got amazing runners like Emily Sisson and our friend Meb Keflezighi, who's now got a new deal with you guys that we're so excited about. What do you look for in an athlete at New Balance when you're thinking about partnering with them to represent the brand?
Yeah, I mean, you know, beyond the obvious that you want to associate with excellent athletes, it's a culture first mentality. And I think those of you who were around when we were first meeting with New York Roadrunners, it was the cultural alignment that just made it seem like a no-brainer. We want athletes that sincerely want to give back to where they come from or to communities that need more within their community, whether it's directly related to fitness or another cause. And across all sports that we're in, that's embedded into our athlete agreements, that they give back to the communities that they live within around the world. And so that piece of it, again, may sound really cliche, but it's something that's incredibly important to us, that cultural fit. We've had a lot of athletes where management has come to us. We've had the meetings, very, very good athletes, inspiring athletes on their field of play, but they just weren't the right cultural fit for where we are. So first and foremost, it's like understanding our values well enough that it's really easy to see those values reflected in our partners. I mentioned before the accessibility to our athletes, but we can all of us can tell stories. I was at an indoor track meet maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and a poor young girl, a good runner, miscounted the laps, and she kicked like crazy, thought she had one lap to go. She had 2 laps to go, and she was devastated, bawling her eyes out. And I just went over to the family, and we had an elite athlete at the time who had done the same thing on almost a world stage level. And I texted that athlete, and I went up. This girl didn't know who I was, and I said, so-and-so wants to talk to you. And I handed the phone, and they were able to have this conversation. And the fact that that was easy to do is a reflection on the type of partnerships that we seek out.
Same question to you, and for MasterCard, you have a lot of sponsorships on baseball here at Roadrunners. It's a big part of your business, how you get your brand out there. What do you look for when you're thinking about putting your logo in front of a property? What are the characteristics?
Yeah, that's right. And it comes back to what I was talking about earlier with the priceless experiences. So we are looking to connect our cardholders to their passions, whether it's sports, culinary, music and entertainment, arts and culture. And we want to connect them in a way that gives them a very memorable experience, something that has an impression on them, something that is truly something money can't buy. That is the soul of priceless.
Denise, you guys at Citizens have gone the team route a lot, and that's an interesting way to go as well, because we all know how passionate people are about their teams. When you've got your logo next to one of those teams, it drives a certain amount of passion as well. It's a different approach to take. What do you look for there when it comes to the team sponsorships? How does that impact the way people see you in the community?
I think a lot of it is what Ann said when she was talking about people being passionate about sports and really looking for a brand like Citizens really is connected to the community. We really want to make sure that the teams that we support are committed to the community, both on and off the field. And I'm smiling up here as I get ready to go to the London series tonight with the Philadelphia Phillies, who are currently in first place. Yes, Citizens Bank Park. We did that deal 20 years ago. But let's be honest, team, right? And you can't always win. I think, you know, we'd love to win. Everybody would love to win every day. But what I will tell you is our partners, especially our teams, are winning on and off the field. So, for example, I'll give you just if we think about the New York Football Giants, we really spend a lot of time going into the communities and going into the schools and working with the Giants on a program called Play 60. And the essence of it is very simple, which is getting out there, moving, whatever you're doing, for 60 minutes a day really helps. It helps mentally and it helps physically. So we go out into the communities and the schools with the Giants. It's not about playing football. It's about running races. It's about climbing the monkey bars. By the way, don't do that after age 30. It's really not good. And playing all kinds of games, but in all seriousness, it's terrific to see the smiles on these kids' faces. And as we all know, being active is very good for the mind and for the body.
I want to talk specifically to Denise and Ann for a second about where we are with women's sports right now. And, you know, people talk a lot about this breakthrough moment that we're in now, driven by Caitlin Clark and other, you know, women out there who are doing great things. But, you know, it's in running, this is not a new thing. The breakthrough was in the late 60s and the early 70s when it came to running. The MasterCard Mini 10K is a race that's been around since the early 70s. That was the breakthrough. And of course, we're seeing more and more women compete at a high level. But, and, you know, through the sponsorship of the MasterCard New York Mini 10K, MasterCard's showing that commitment to women in sports. Why? What is it about sports that you think is so critical, and supporting women's sports in particular is so critical to you guys?
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard this stat, but we recently heard that 94% of female C-suite executives once played a sport. Mm-hmm. So at MasterCard, we're hoping that exposing more people to women's sports can help have a positive influence and impact the future leaders of tomorrow. And that's why we sponsor not only the MasterCard Mini 10K, but we do sponsor the New York Roadrunners female elite runners, the pro field.
What has it meant for you personally? You're an athlete. You're a senior executive at a pretty big company. Why do you think it is that women who have played sports tend to do so well in business?
You know, I think sports are a way that we learn to train ourselves. We learn to pace ourselves. We learn to set goals. We learn confidence. You know, when you set that goal and you achieve that goal, you become more confident and you realize that there's nothing really that should hold you back. That's an important lesson in life. And by the way, also, you're going to have some setbacks. You're going to have a bad race. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have a bad workout. Bouncing back and realizing that you can overcome that and that you can have more success next time, that's a really important lesson that applies to business as well.
Denise, when you began your career, you were probably the only woman in a lot of rooms, right? You oftentimes, I'm sure, looked around and there were a bunch of guys and there was you, especially in this world of sponsorship and sports marketing and things like that. Now you actually mentor women who want to be in this space through a great organization called WISE, Women in Sports and Events. When you do that mentoring, or for anybody out there who maybe they're listening or they've got a daughter who wants to be in a job like yours someday, what's the advice you give to a young woman who is starting a career and wants to be in this sports marketing space?
It's really simple. Get involved. It doesn't matter what you do. If you want to help your mom or your dad with a little league team, get involved, talk to the coaches, meet the other players, understand what grit is all about. And as you said, you're going to have some setbacks all the time, and that happens. But don't be afraid to ask questions. And I tell people, all you have to do is ask. The worst thing that can happen is they say no, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And I can promise you, I've seen so many young women from all walks of life get involved in the business of sports in one way or another.
I love it. It's great. I've got a couple daughters, and I could see at least one of them wanting to go down that path. So it's great advice. All right, before we let you guys go, I want to get one kind of memory or moment or something you're really even looking forward to this year when it comes to the marathon, the TCS New York City Marathon. Is there a favorite memory? Tom, I'll start with you. Something that's really stood out to you as something really great when it comes to being a part of this event and everything that it represents in the sport of running and here in New York?
I think this year, the intensity we have around community, around integrating our ambassadors, our athletes, getting all of the internal New Balance type stuff we talked about earlier, fully wired again, and seeing that come to life a few weeks ago in Brooklyn and knowing what that's going to feel like next year at the big one is super exciting. And I think last year we all just left with the tangibles. It was the best year we ever had in terms of our service to the runners, the sales line at the expo and at the Run Hub and online, but also those intangibles of just like how excited people were to truly feel like they were part of something that was like bigger than them. So this year, this whole year so far has felt really special.
And what about MasterCard? What has stood out to you in terms of a great moment, something priceless for MasterCard?
If you think about it, this marathon is a cultural and economic force for the city. But the backbone of that, the backbone of our communities, really is small businesses. And we use this as an opportunity to shine a light on these diverse small businesses across New York City. And we've done some incredible work with some amazing small businesses. One of them was our partners, Sol Cacao. They are a chocolatier in the Bronx. If you haven't tried them, you should. It's delicious. And they were actually struggling a bit. They just opened their doors in 2018. And when COVID hit, they were really struggling with their business. They needed to expand their business online and find a new footprint. So we have tools and resources to help small businesses. We have something called Digital Doors that helps small businesses get online. And we brought Sol Cacao into the expo. And we gave them that exposure to the 50,000 plus runners and friends and family who attend that expo. We enabled them with tools like Apple Tap to Pay on iPhone, which allowed them to accept payments without a point of sale device. You just need a phone, an iPhone. And we gave them that incredible exposure. Their business is booming today. You can actually find them now at Target. So they're a fantastic partner. And that's the stuff that thrills us. See, these small businesses really benefit from our support, and it's an important part of our business.
Denise Citizens hasn't been with us for just quite a year yet, but what's been the highlight so far?
Well, I'd say besides being there very early that last November 5th at the starting line, it was the entire day. But what I'd say really is this. It's really about connecting with the runners and connecting with the running community, which is not just about runners. It's the runners, it's the friends, it's the families, it's the spectators. And when you think about that expo booth that we did last year that was illuminated, it was all about really connecting to the different communities of New York. As I said, we wanted to show people that we were along the route and in your neighborhood, and we did. People were able to go to 5 different boroughs of New York, take customized selfies, which was terrific. We were so proud to partner with New York Roadrunners and have a Citizens Green stage with 19 different topics that were taking place over the 3 days. But the other thing I'd say really, and just to sum it up, is connecting with the runners and their friends and the families and seeing the smiles on the faces when they left the Javits Center and were able to take Citizens branded taxis back to their hotels or homes. I should preface it, within a 2-mile radius, free of charge. When they were tired or they wanted to save their legs, really added to the excitement of the pre-race festivities. And we couldn't be more excited to continue with the Citizens Queens 10K, to be part of all of the marquee races that we are so delighted and so honored to be a part of, and to be there on November 3rd.
Denise, before I say goodbye, I just want you to know, I ran with a guy this morning who wanted to thank Citizens for the bib pickup in Queens, for the Citizens Queens 10K. He was running the race and loved being able to pick up his bib out there with you guys. So
that was terrific.
Can we get a big hand for our incredible group? On behalf of all of our runners and our members at New York Roadrunners, thank you all for your support of what we do at New York Roadrunners. It would not be possible without all of you and your company. So thank you very much. Again, thank you to Peloton for letting us invade and record live here at Peloton headquarters, this beautiful space here in New York City. Thanks again to Ann Valensis, Tom Carlio, and Denise Wolfs. And I am already excited for November. I hope all of you are as well. If you like this episode of Set the Pace, make sure to subscribe, rate, leave a comment for the show wherever you are listening. This helps other people find the show as well. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on Set the Pace. Enjoy the miles.
Get ready to go the extra mile with walking and running content fit for all levels, available on the Peloton app. Tap in and track your workouts all in one place with the Just Walk or Just Run features to easily get moving towards your goals. No equipment needed. Find the Peloton app in the Apple, Android, and Google app stores. Peloton, the official digital fitness partner for New York Roadrunners.